So my obsession with everything Bennifer 2.0 has gotten us some attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you know, since Jennifer Lopez started dating Ben Affleck again, it's literally all I've been talking about. I've been obsessed with it. And you and I have had like some really deep dives into them as a couple and the latest news and the whole thing with her daughter and should she be meeting Ben Affleck. And that's literally all we've been talking about. Well, it attracted the attention of CNN.
Mm-hmm.
So reporter Sandra Gonzalez got in touch with me through our agent and said, would I want to be interviewed for CNN Entertainment about Bennifer and also why everybody is so obsessed with celebrity couples right now, like why celebrity couples are ruling the summer and is it the escape we've needed?
And you said, yes, please, because I know everything about this.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles and Tom Holland and Zendaya and, of course, Bennifer 2.0. And then, you know, other couples that have come up, we sort of mentioned a little bit here and there. But I said to her, yeah, you know, I think the pandemic for a lot of people is over. They're vaccinated. They feel safer.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they can go out. They're meeting with friends again. You know, there was a time that if anything happened, like anything in the news that was not pandemic related, everybody was like, hang on, killer bees. Hang on, murder hornets. We can't do this right now. Like, sorry, not right now, murder hornets.
We let the Tiger King in, though.
Well,
we did let them in because that was kind of an escape. So we like that.
Right, right. But celebrity couples aren't on your television. You can't binge watch Jennifer Lopez's relationship, although now you can because it's written about everywhere. So we had a whole discussion in CNN Entertainment about why it's now okay and why everybody is really interested in Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles and all of these couples. And it's because fame exists for a reason. You know, we like famous people. We like to, it's twofold. We like to kind of live vicariously through them.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Like, my boyfriend breaks up with me. It takes me a year to get over him. Jennifer Lopez breaks up with A-Rod. By Friday, she's dating Ben Affleck. It's kind of inspiring.
Looking at $60 million homes.
Right. There's that, too. It's the aspirational lifestyle. So I think there's that aspect to it. There's a fantasy aspect to it that it's kind of a nice escape. And then, you know, we spent a lot of time in lockdown, not really knowing about what was up in the world of celebrities because nobody really cared. It was like, I don't have time for this now. I have to worry about like my family getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of a reflection of, I need a break from all that COVID news. I need a break from thinking about vaccinations and masks and being sick. What's Britney Spears up to? Has Kim and Kanye, how's the divorce going? Are they divorced yet? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's an escape that we all really need right now. It's the summer. A lot of people have their kids at home for the summer. It's just a really nice escape. All the things we love about celebrity is kind of coming back into the world. So that's one of the things that I talked to her about.
Yeah. I wonder what the hits are like on a Page Six or, you know, the celebrity rags. Have they gone up over the past couple of months? If you can see that trend of people finally coming back.
Right.
Because
here's
they went
quote.
Away.
Here's my quote. And she talked about our podcast here. I said, I think a lot of it is people so desperate to feel like everything's back to normal. And what's more back to normal than caring about a celebrity, said Cooper Lawrence, host of pop culture podcast, The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Love that.
And author of The Cult of Celebrity. And then there's a bunch more quotes because they interview, I don't know, 5 or 6 people.
Why are they still talking about The Cult of Celebrity?
Because it's a book that's relevant to this. My other books are dating books.
No, I mean, Celebritocracy was the latest book.
Yeah, but Celebritocracy is about celebrities and politics. That's not what this is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and The Cult of Celebrity was a bestseller. You know, it's like when people interview the guy who did the Chicken Soup for the Soul book.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably written 50 books since then, but they always refer to him as the Chicken Soup for the Soul guy because that's what he's known for.
Got it.
So Cult of Celebrity is a thing I'm known for. There's been documentaries about it, that kind of thing. So that's like literally the only thing I'm known for.
Well, I guess Canada loves CNN because we popped in Canada over the past couple of days. We're like in the top ranks of Canadians.
Wow. Good. So maybe they read that article and they were like, oh, what's this show? And here they are listening and they're like, oh, big mistake.
Yeah. They don't say a boot and they don't say who's. So we have to start talking like that.
We did talk about the hockey player that came out as gay yesterday, and he's Canadian.
And Letterkenny.
And Letterkenny, exactly. So we're very Canada friendly here.
Right. So we're like in the top entertainment in Canada.
That's great. Yeah. Hopefully CNN Entertainment has helped us. So thank you to Sandra Gonzalez. She was so nice too. She said she Googled me and Googled this to find us.
Nice.
You know, because she had heard that we were talking about Bennifer obsessively. She was like, anybody who's obsessed with Bennifer, I need to talk to right now.
Yeah. And you are. If you want to talk to anybody about Bennifer or the dude from Blink 182 and the Kardashian, go to Cooper.
Yeah.
She knows everything. Serial killers.
Oh, serial killers is my second love. Yeah. So when you get a second, if you don't mind going to CNN Entertainment, the article is called Why the Celebrity. Every time I hit it, an ad pops up. Sorry. Oh, great. It's called. Let's see. Why the celebrity? Hilarious. Every time I hit it, it just keeps. Okay, let me try again.
It's an ad.
I know an ad keeps popping up. Why the celebrity couples?
Quick, hurry!
Ruling summer have been just the escape we needed.
Celebrity summer, CNN. Google it, find it, or go to your Twitter and our Facebook page and look it up there.